You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hey, thanks for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to mark emails as junk in Apple Mail on iOS. Now, we're all familiar with spam mails that comes across our mailbox every so often. Fortunately, a lot of the sites or services that we use for email, such as Google, Outlook, and such like that, are great about catching all the junk emails before it gets to your inbox. However, sometimes some of those little critters that get right through the cracks and they come through. But I'm going to show you how you can mark those as junk. So let's head right into the native mail app that you can find on your iOS.
Mail. No one ready.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap, open that up.
Mail. Mailboxes. Back button.
Let's find a particular junk mail. And what I'm going to show you is one example of many ways you can do it.
Later living. Unlock tax-free cash from your home to use as you please. Wednesday. Unlock a tax-free lump sum of cash from your home to use as you, please, are independent.
So obviously this is a good particular example of a junk mail. If you just want to rid of these one by one, all you have to do is just flick up.
Delete. More.
And double tap on more.
Later living. Unlock a tax-free lump sum of cash. Heading.
And then we're going to go to the right.
Close. Button. Reply. Button. Reply all. Button. Forward. Button. Trash. Button. Flag. Button. Mark as unread. Button. Move message. Button. Archive message. Button. Move to junk. Button.
There we go. And just do a double tap, and that'll move it to junk.
Mailboxes. Back button.
Now you got rid of a particular spam. Now, another one I like to show you how to do this. If you have multiple ones, so I'll give you an example here.
IHOP. Check, please. Come into IHOP registered for...
Here's an IHOP, which is the International House of Pancake. I have no idea how I got that, but nonetheless, there's one.
Student builds, 8% net, a short.
And a student bill, they want to pay off my student loan, which I don't have any student loans. Imagine that. Now, this is what I like to do when it comes to a couple of them. Yes, typically you go to the top right, go to the edit.
Edit, button, cancel.
And now find the two that I want to get rid of.
IHOP. Check, please. Come into IHOP.
And then I'm going to go ahead and double tap that.
Selected. IHOP. Check, please. Come into.
Now, what that does, when you go in the edit mode, it allows you to select multiple emails at once. Let's go to the next one.
Student builds, 8% net.
And now I'm going to go double tap on that.
Selected. Student builds.
All right. Now, yes, you can flick up to more, do the same thing, or you can go to the bottom left-hand corner to mark.
Mark. Button.
And double tap that.
Oh, flag two messages. Button.
Now, what do you want to do with this two message? I want to send it to the junk. Go right.
Mark as unread. Two. Button. Move to junk. Button.
There it is. Move to junk. Double tap that.
AppleBiz. AppleBiz. Your post.
And then there you have it. So that's how you can handle spam and toss them right into the junk box for you. Now, you're probably asking me, now, what is the difference between that and deleting it? Well, in theory, if you send it to the junk mail, it will then remember if I get any of those emails again, it will flag them as spam and it won't show up anymore. That's the difference between deleting them and then moving to the junk folder. So I hope this was helpful to you as it was for me. And my name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applebiz.com.